You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 27th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
A little bit all right?
A little bit of all right.
Some random facts Thursday.
Okay.
Before Phil Hartman became famous, he designed cover art for albums by America and Poco. I knew this.
I didn't know that.
I did know this. Yeah, he was a multi-talented gentleman. Our body contains about 0.2 milligrams of gold.
Really?
I don't know if that's because of teeth or what. I don't know.
Back in the day, people used to get gold injections for ailments.
Really?
Yeah. True.
That's flipping weird.
True story.
Yeah. 0.2 milligrams of gold is roughly worth one penny today. So if nothing else, we're worth at least 1 cent. Perrier, the water, you know, bubble water, naturally carbonated. But the carbon dioxide that makes the bubbles is removed when it's purified. So then they put the carbonation back in artificially. How weird is that? I don't know. Maybe they feel like that's not clean. I don't. They purify it, right?
Okay.
Well, yeah, when you boil water to purify it, yeah, all that crap goes
away. So you take out all those unpure bubbles and then you put some back in.
And this is why we can't have nice things.
Whatever blows your skirt up.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, isn't this awkward? Jennifer Garner's boyfriend, Burger Boy John Miller, is becoming uncomfortable with Ben Affleck's recent interviews in which he's been completely candid about his struggles with alcohol and his relationship with Jen.
Now, we talked about this, that we hadn't heard much about John. So, yeah, there was a question mark. It's like, are Ben and Jen starting to cozy up a little bit? They're co-parenting. They're going to church.
Well, a source close to the Burger Billionaire says, John is empathetic to Ben's struggles with sobriety, but he worries about how Jennifer has once again become the focus. The spotlight on Jennifer is intense, and Ben needs to consider her feelings before speaking so publicly. Well, Jen was part of this.
I was going to say, is he upset with Ben or is he upset with Jen?
I don't know.
Maybe Jen's like getting a little soft about Ben.
So while promoting the new movie, The Way Back, Ben revealed his divorce from Jen was his biggest regret in life. And John believes that Ben would remarry Jennifer if she wanted to get back together.
In a red hot minute.
Now, the insider says that John wants to marry Jennifer, but knows she isn't ready yet.
Yeah, see, that's weird. They've been dating for a couple of years now, haven't they? Do you think she's like hanging on, just like going like, maybe Ben's going to get better? I don't know. You would think that she's through with it. And have we heard anywhere where he's celebrating an anniversary of sobriety? Has he gotten a chip yet?
I
don't know if he's been, 100% since he got out of rehab. Or
I just
maybe
wonder,
there's been a few slips.
I wonder how Jen feels about this Burger Boy's comments.
You know, I've looked at Cali Burger, which is John's company.
And his hobby, basically.
They have an automated burger cooker, burger flipper. So they're not doing much for, helping out.
Yeah.
They're taking another person off the burger line, and they're letting a machine do it.
Man,
I don't like him already. I don't like him already. Cali Burger.
All right, so here's my fun story for the day.
Oh, fun story.
The FCC has received more than 1,300 written complaints about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl?
Yeah, you can say Super Bowl. It's
about the Super Bowl halftime show this year, starring J-Lo and Shakira.
Man. I knew this was going to happen.
Man, Shakira can outdance J-Lo.
How do I feel about this? I watched it, okay? And I watched it with objective perspective, trying not to be the perv that I am. And I thought to myself, these ladies really can't dance. And it was a talent show kind of thing. They were covered, sort of.
Shakira's was far more tasteful than J-Lo's was.
I mean, when they were doing some of their things, you could kind of see their under things.
Their underoos.
Yeah, their underoos. But their parts were covered.
People wear less on the beach.
Well, that's true.
You know, they get upset when people show underwear ads. People wear less on the beach.
But whatever. 30 million people don't go to the beach, you know. A lot of people can't
There's
go to the
pictures.
Beach.
Thongs and such. All right. So according to numerous sources,
yeah,
the complaints had to do with the appropriateness or lack of the pole dancing and booty shaking that
was
going on.
The pole dancing was kind of, yeah.
The pole dancing, I think, was questionable. Yes.
Yeah, it was questionable.
Yeah.
But she was covered. But she looked
like good exercise.
It's great exercise.
Yes,
but
and that's what she was going for, I'm sure.
It's the outfit that J-Lo was in.
Mm-hmm.
Looked sheer.
Mm-hmm.
She was covered.
Yeah.
But it appeared sheer. And, you know, sex sells. I mean, you know, sex sells.
Of course.
You know. The thing that was the creepiest part of this, and I'm wondering if the FCC received a complaint about this, was when they cut to Alex Rodriguez standing by with his camera phone out going
baby.
I'm going to save this memory.
For nights when she falls asleep. So... some complaints suggested that the show should have come with an R rating so parents could make the decision of whether or not to let their children watch.
Hmm.
Of course, it's not unusual for the FCC to receive complaints.
Yeah. They receive complaints about this show all the time.
94 people objected to Adam Levine baring his chest during last year's show. And over 500,000 people complained about Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction.
Well, I could see that one.
Well, they didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, your little kid, now these mm-hmm. little kids are now grown. And their first exposure to Super Bowl as the Super Bowl halftime show is Janet Jackson's boob. Naked
mommy,
boob.
Mommy, I want to be a pole dancer when I grow up. Just
well,
like J-Lo.
You know, there might be some of that. There might be some of that going around. That's crazy.
I can see career day at school.
That can be the sequel to Hustlers.
Instead of them
trying to hustle guys, they could now be mommies and they would go to...
Sure. They could do that as a sequel to Bad Moms or something.
Right.
And then they'll have the job fair at school where they'll have all the companies come in and educate the kids on what people do. They'll have the pole dancer booth.
I like it.
Demonstration.
I like it. That's a good thing.
You're welcome, America.
There you go. Don't have anything for Halle Berry today, so we'll just leave that one lie where it is.
You're thinking of her on the pole right now.
Yeah, I kind of am. All right. Have yourself a great day. We'll do this all over again tomorrow. You've been warned.
I've been warned.
And?
A threat and a promise. That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.